Here's an interesting language fact you may not know. In Stickler terms, the word disinterested doesn't mean that you don't care about something or that you're bored by it. It means you're impartial, or it means that you have no personal stake in something. An umpire, for example, is supposed to be disinterested in the game. A jury is supposed to be disinterested. If you want to say that something doesn't interest someone, the word you want is uninterested, not disinterested, these people say. It's probably not going to surprise you much to hear that dictionaries disagree. Disinterested, according to Webster's, does mean, first and foremost, not influenced by personal interest or selfish motives, impartial or unbiased. But the second definition of that word is uninterested, making the two words synonyms. Now, Stickler's hearing that might fire back that traditionally this distinction was correct, and it's only recently that misuse of the language has caused this unfortunate overlap. But that would be wrong. The original meaning of disinterested was not interested, and the original meaning of uninterested was impartial. In both cases, the earliest incarnations of these words were exactly the opposite of what strict usage proponents argue today that they should be. One of the problems with expecting people to use uninterested whenever they mean a lack of interest is that there's no noun form of uninterested. You could say that Joe watched the game with disinterest, because disinterest is a noun, but you can't say that he watched it with uninterest, because that's not really a noun. So this makes the adjective uninterested less natural and less convenient, especially if you're writing a longer passage that puts a lot of emphasis on someone being uninterested, and it needs to talk about this in different sentences and in varying forms. To me, the biggest problem with trying to enforce a distinction between these words is that, even if disinterested were defined only as impartial or not having a stake in, there would be nothing stopping you from putting the prefix dis, which basically negates whatever follows, in front of the adjective interested. But, in case you're interested, here's one argument on why you should keep these words separate. Quote, "The distinction is still best recognized and followed because disinterested captures a nuance that no other word quite does," says Garner's Modern American Usage. Doesn't surprise me that Garner's would take this position because author Brian Garner is a lawyer and primarily an expert in legal writing. So in his world, a designated use of disinterested would be especially handy. But even Garner's allows that, yes, you can use disinterested to mean uninterested. Me, I think the disinterested can be a very handy word if you're trying to say that someone's being impartial or that they don't have any personal stake in some outcome. It's a nice option to have. It's just not your only option.